Syracuse has scored a victory in its efforts to redevelop three vacant gas stations on the city's south side. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, Senator Charles Schumer can claim much of the credit.
City officials had accused gas station chain Sunoco of stonewalling efforts to deal with the abandoned properties in order to keep competition away from its nearby operation. That was until Senator Charles Schumer held a press conference at the site in June. Schumer also arranged this week's meeting. Sunoco will now let two properties be redeveloped as a Dunkin' Donuts. Ben Walsh, an economic development official for the city, says redevelopment plans have all come together since the press conference.
Whether or not Dunkin' Donuts had been eyeing that site for a longer period than that, they very well may have, but they had not communicated that to us. So it wasn't until the press conference was held that it came to light that Dunkin' Donuts was indeed interested in the site.
Walsh says they're still working with the owners of the third former pump station at the Southside intersection. Walsh says code issues on the sites have been addressed, but until they're all occupied, he won't be calling it a total win. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.